So what is it, though, does it mean to live according to the Spirit? Verse 22, in contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patient endurance, kindness, generosity, faith, mildness, and chastity. Against such there is no law. And here we have another list. Here is a list of 9 fruits of the Spirit. As we listen to these 9 different fruits, does this seem to have an order to it? I gave away the fact that there are already 9. The other one is such a chaotic list, it's just I lose track. With this one, there are clearly 9 things. There's love and joy and peace. Love is right up front. That's the great thing we've been called to love as Christ has loved. Joy, to be filled with joy. This is a fruit of the Spirit, meaning that when we live according to the Spirit, this is a natural outgrowth of that, where our lives are filled with joy. Were the Galatians filled with joy? We really get the sense that they're in distress. They did not have joy. But when they come to the Spirit, they receive that gift of joy. Peace. Peace is another, just a perennial word. That is such an important word. Paul is always wishing the people in the beginning of his letters grace and peace from God our Father, wishing them that gift of peace. Peace that only that only God can give. So peace, shalom, is such an important thing. So we get those 3. Then patient endurance, kindness, generosity. 3 more attitudes that characterize the Christian. And then after that, faith. The importance of faith. We've been talking about having faith in Jesus Christ to keep them faithful through all these things. Mildness and chastity. Now these are nine fruits of the Spirit. I think this does have a kind of a harmonious order to it. I think this really does sound like a great list. Just even the way in which he presents it, the kind of random, chaotic, rapid-fire nature of the things that are of the flesh. But then these great words, some of these are very powerful words indeed, these things that are of the Spirit. Is it so much that St. Paul is giving them a task list? Do not do this, 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 and this. Do this, 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 and this. I think it's not so much that he's giving them a checklist, like, okay, have I been joyful today? Check. Okay, that's it. Because notice all those things in the list of 9, they're not things that you can just do by checking them off on a list. It doesn't work that way. It's not like honor your father and mother, where I can say, okay, yes, I can concretely show you how I can do that. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. I can go to Mass today. Okay, and I know, check. I can check that off. I have done that. These are things that are beyond that. These are things that are living according to the Spirit. To have joy, peace, to be filled with love, faith, to have chastity, to live modestly. It's a whole different way of looking at things. And the next line he says, against such as these, there is no law. That's a great phrase right there. That, if there's any better way to explain what being set free from the law means, I think it's that. He says, these are things that you can embrace. And there is no law against any of these things. This is what it means to live in freedom from the law, is to be filled with these 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Classically, though, we talk about 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Okay, 9 of them come from this passage, from Galatians 5:22. And then in addition to that, we would have to add generosity. I was looking these up early. No, generosity is here. Modesty is one of the ones that we add. Long-suffering is one of the ones that we add. And then, boy, when I was looking this up, they all go by different names sometimes. So look up in your catechism and you can see the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. But 9 of them are here. Okay. In addition to modesty and long-suffering, and one more, patient endurance. Maybe it's patient endurance. So you'll see all of the things that are there. But that's just a very wonderful, succinct explanation of what it means to live according to the Spirit, but what it means to live in Christ. Verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and its desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. Let us never be boastful or challenging or jealous toward one another. This is sort of a summary of a lot of his teaching. Verse 24, he talks about those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. What did Jesus Christ do to set us free? How did Christ save us? He saved us by dying on the cross, by being crucified, by himself dying, even though he didn't have to die. Jesus himself is the author of life. So that's the irony, is that he gave himself willingly up to death. So now, those who belong to Christ, what have they done? They have done what Christ has done. They have gone through a death. Jesus said, if you wish to come after me, take up your cross. Die to self and follow after me. So those who have belonged to Christ have done exactly the same thing. They have crucified their flesh. Does that mean they themselves in the flesh have been crucified? Or is this that sense of flesh that I mean? They've crucified the flesh, meaning the selfish, the my will be done part of my life. Put that to death so that instead you can live entirely for Christ. It's a kind of dying to self so you rise for Christ. So it's a very real way of participating in the spiritual sense in Jesus' own death and his resurrection. Verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. So if we have received the Spirit, if we're going to live according to the gifts of the Spirit, then we have to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow this lead, follow the inspirations of the Spirit that's guiding us then to this service of one another, to building up the kingdom of God, to doing all of these things that St. Paul has modeled in his own life. And now it's their turn to put these things into practice. And there's no checklist for that. Okay, well, I have to do this today and I have to do that. It's a whole different way of living, of following the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in order to fulfill what God has asked of us. And there's no magic checklist for that. It means each day dedicating ourselves to the service of God and trying to fulfill that great commandment of love to the best of our ability. Verse 26, and so never be boastful. St. Paul is not boasted in himself, he boasts in Christ. If he boasts about anything, it's that he boasts about Christ. So don't be boastful, don't be challenging, don't be jealous. These are things that come from the flesh. This is not part of the attitude of a true Christian. So then we move on to chapter 6. Verse 1. My brothers, if someone is detected in sin, you who live by the Spirit should gently set him right, each of you trying to avoid falling into temptation himself. Now we get to really practical suggestions, don't we? Chapter 5, all of these things we've done so far have answered a lot of questions after he's finished a lot of his argumentation to now say, how is it that we're supposed to live as a Christian? So we've gotten the law of love. We've gotten the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We've gotten the encouragement to live according to faith in Jesus Christ and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But now we get extraordinarily practical examples. If you detect that someone else is in sin, then gently, hear that spirit of gentleness that is there, unlike what they have seen before, unlike what they probably were experiencing that time. But gently, with love, filled with love and compassion, set the other person right and make sure that you yourself avoid falling into temptation. Into any temptation when doing that. So help one another. That's part of what it means to put yourself at the service of one another, which is one of the things that he was asking of the Galatians, telling them that they should serve one another, chapter 5, verse 13. Set yourself at each other's service. Here's a way to do it. Let's go on to Galatians 6 now, verse 2. Help carry one another's burdens. There's another example of love and service. In a way that you will fulfill the law of Christ. And here perhaps is one of the strangest expressions in all of this, Paul's letter to the Galatians, the law of Christ. Here he has just been talking about setting people free from the law, and now he's talking about helping to carry one another's burdens to fulfill the law of Christ. One point I want to make about that. He says fulfill. All the other times when you're talking about the Old Testament law, what is he saying? To do the works of the law. Here he's using a whole different verb. This is not doing the law, meaning keeping the commandments, the law Christ has taught us. He talks about fulfilling the law. What did he say was the fulfillment of the law? Love one another. If you love one another, you have fulfilled the law. So do this out of love for one another, and you fulfill a higher law, the law that is given to us in Christ Jesus. What is the law that Christ has given us? Is it written on tablets of stone? It is written on the flesh of Jesus Christ, who has given us a witness and an example. At the Last Supper, Jesus told the disciples, I have given you an example so that as I have done, you also may do. So now Christ himself becomes the fulfillment of the law. And so when we live according to the law of Christ, meaning this law of Christ's example, we serve one another, we die to self because we're imitating the very example given to us by Christ. Verse 3, if anyone thinks that he amounts to something, when in fact he is nothing, and it's good for us all to be reminded that we are nothing, then he is only deceiving himself. What did St. Paul talk about earlier in Galatians 2? He was talking about the apostles, those who were reputed to be something, those who were reputed to be of had that reputation of being pillars. He says, no, what matters, he says, do not worry about your own reputation. Do not worry about whether or not you amount to something. He says, our value, our worth comes from our belonging to Christ. That's where, if brag about anything, brag about that. That's where our attention should be. So don't worry about yourself. Don't allow yourself to be deceived by thinking these things are important. Verse 4, each man should look to his own conduct. If he has reason to boast of anything, it will be because the achievement is his and not another's. Everyone should bear his own responsibility. So he really challenges them to be responsible for themselves, to follow this spiritual way of living themselves, to look after their own conduct. I think maybe one of the things he was worried about with the Galatians is they were getting into everyone else's business but their own. So don't worry about other people. Worry first about yourself. Don't get involved in another person's achievements. Be concerned that your conduct, that was verse 4, so not another's achievements, but your own achievements, to make sure that what you do is consistent with this law of Christ. Verse 5, bear your own responsibility. Your faith in Christ should lead you to fulfill this law of Christ.